the county executive and the council passed what I call foreclosure mediation program. And I'm not sure if you were intimately familiar with it, but it basically allowed people going through foreclosure to go mediate with their lender and servicer. It was the first of its kind in the county, and it was so controversial that there was a lawsuit. And actually, the state legislature got involved by passing a bill that effectively outlawed mediation programs. I haven't looked at the voting list. I'm not sure how you voted on that. But do you have an opinion on that type of issue? And do you think that's something the county should have done, given that it seemed like a effort to help struggling homeowners, but it also seemed to be contrary to state law and potentially harmed banks, essentially?
Sure. You know, I probably voted for the bill. I'm pretty sure I did. I think that this is, again, another example of a proposal that's put forward that doesn't seem to have much, if any, support. And I think if the chief executive of a city or the county in this case doesn't do his or her homework ahead of time and work with the interested parties, this is the result that they're going to get. As the last two examples you just mentioned, in both cases, there was widespread discontent, disagreement, and the state legislature had to get involved. That really shouldn't be the case in St. Louis County. We should be passing statutes or making recommendations that really don't get the state legislature involved, or certainly the courts. Again, a lot of this can be avoided if there's work with the council and with the other parties who were involved, so that we avoid some of these problems down the road.